The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 30. Before we jump into this one, please be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this show. It definitely helps us a lot, and it takes you 10 to 15 seconds to leave that review. I always enjoy hearing your feedback and giving you a shout out on the show. So really quick, you've been listening for a while. I'm going through a turnover right now, a tenant turnover right now. So I'm getting close to the end. There's a couple of things left to do, a few things to fix inside of the house, very minor things that are just, you know, an hour or two, it'll get done. And then also setting up a security system as we speak. So by the end of this week, it should be hopefully ready to get back on the market. Just need to get it cleaned out and hoping to get a tenant in there before school begins. So I'll definitely keep y'all posted on that one. So this episode, very important episode as always. And one of the things that I want to talk about a little more, we've talked about it before, is the property tax crisis. So it's something that's honestly getting worse by the week in this country. And a lot of people are really going to face some tough decisions and maybe forced to sell if there's not some reform as far as property taxes. So today we're going to talk about a homeowner whose property taxes increased by nearly 4,000%. You heard that correctly. We're also going to hear about other negative property tax experiences. And I'm also going to list a few states with the lowest property taxes. So make sure you stick around for that. So first, let's learn about the homeowner whose taxes are increasing by over $30,000.
I was devastated. You know, I'm like, you know, let me look at the percentage, you know, but I was literally devastated when I saw that increase.
Daryl Lloyd lives a modest lifestyle. He bought this 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in 2006 and paid cash $115,000.
I see 960 square feet. I don't have a second floor. I don't have a basement.
Just days ago, his home sweet home on Gardner Avenue in unincorporated Chicago Heights felt more like a nightmare.
I'm at a loss. So right now, I don't know what to do. I can't even sell the house because they see the taxes. Everybody gonna run.
This is the tax bill that Lloyd received last year, a little over $1,800. But this is the whopping bill he received last week, a property tax hike of over 3,811% for a total of over $30,000. The property was valued at over $1 million.
Nothing over here is worth $1 million.
The diesel mechanic and safety inspector is currently receiving disability after suffering an injury.
So I don't understand. I really don't. How could it be possible to increase someone's property taxes from 1 year to the next by over $30,000? I really don't know where they expected this man to get the money from. And to be honest, in my opinion, something is off. Something is wrong here and it does not add up. As he mentioned, his home is worth nowhere near $1 million. The homes in his area are not worth anywhere near $1 million, but that's where they're valuing the property. Personally, I think this is criminal, and unfortunately, he's not the only one. So I'm curious what you think is going on here. I'm curious if you think it's intentional. So definitely let me know your thoughts on that. Now, what the county said about this new tax bill this man got was, in my opinion, completely disrespectful. So let's see what they had to say.
I had to move in with a relative or something. You know, I can't afford it.
The Cook County Treasurer's Office says, sadly, Lloyd isn't the only homeowner with a large tax bill. The office conducted this analysis and found that, quote, the assessor's office acknowledged it erred in calculating land values for more than 4,400 homes in the south and southwest suburbs. That led to severe overassessments for homes on larger plots of land. The errors were discovered too late in the process for them to be corrected before tax bills were calculated, printed, and mailed. Lloyd says he went to the Cook County Tax Assessor's Office to get help and kept getting the runaround.
I said, let me go downtown City Hall to the assessor's office. And at that point, I showed them my taxes and I told them that I had a substantial increase, and they was like, everybody taxes increase. I talked to another gentleman. He looked around and made some calls, and he said, well, I called another department. They won't answer the phone.
That's when Lloyd called us about the $1 million mistake. Fox 32 was able to reach the assessor's office, and tonight we have confirmation that the astronomical tax increase is a mistake. The assessor tells us, quote, this property was given an incorrect assessment due to a permit that was unintentionally applied to the property. We will process a corrected tax bill for this property in the coming weeks, ensuring that the homeowner will ultimately pay the right amount in property taxes.
It happened to me. It probably happened to other people. I'd like to see something, immediate action.
Now, it's crazy to me because I don't understand how they could possibly make this mistake with 4,400 homes. I really honestly don't have a good reason. I can't find a good reason for why something like this is happening. I don't understand how a mistake like that can get through with something that's so crucial to people's livelihood. And in my opinion, based on their response, I really don't think they understand how this negatively impacts the everyday person. I mean, the economy is terrible. This is not a stress that people need and anxiety that people need by seeing these tax bills, many of which are mistakes. And the other thing that I think is really messed up is that they don't seem to care until the news gets involved. They gave him the runaround. Nobody was trying to help him out. And to me, maybe you agree, maybe you don't, I feel like they just want to force people to sell their homes. Because think about all those people who feel powerless, like they can't push back, they can't escalate, or don't know that there's ways they can do that, right? And so in my opinion, if I'm a homeowner, the county should try to work with me and help me figure out why I'm getting an abnormal tax increase before the news gets involved. Now, the county assessor did say further in the clip that the man will receive a correct tax bill, but in my opinion, they should have said he will receive a correct tax bill as well as the 4,400 homes in total that we made a mistake on. And so if you're in Cook County or you know someone who is in that South Suburbs area, definitely make sure they appeal if they have an abnormal increase, and maybe they need to call the news too to get their voice heard. So I think it's important to understand why there is such a crisis in Cook County. So we're going to hear from the county treasurer, and I'll just say what she had to say was interesting.
The south suburbs, which were recently reassessed, are up 19%. And 15 of the south suburbs, which are 13 of which are in black areas, are up 30%. So we think that's significant, and we think it's extraordinarily significant because people are going to open up their mailboxes and they're going to say, what's going on? Well, the what's going on is here. This is our new programming. It's called Where Does Your Money Go? And it shows that this particular residence went up by $3,800, but it tells you which taxing district increased your taxes and by how much. In this instance, they're all Moores.
Now, before I go further, this lady is not the one making the increases happening. She's doing her job and she's speaking about why this is happening. So let's just get that out the way. It's not her fault that things are increasing. She's just a messenger. So it is cool to know which taxing district increased the taxes, but it doesn't help us understand why exactly this is happening. That's the most frustrating part of this for me. And I think there's more explanation that's needed. I'm curious about your thoughts on that as well. Now, I was extremely shocked about what she had to say concerning Chicago property taxes next year. As a reminder, stick around. We're going to talk about a few states with low property taxes at the end. So let's hear what she had to say about that.
But if I were not the treasurer and I was just like sitting in some storefront and I had like a crystal ball and I was going to make a prediction about the city of Chicago next year, I would say it's going up. I would say it's going up. And I would say residences are probably in for a shock. You know, if you know who the government is, you go to who's running that government, right? It's pretty simple. We did this so people would quit coming in here and saying, why did they go up? We just say, people keep saying, why did they go up? Why did they go up? It's pretty simple why they went up. Look at this. Look at these areas that drove it up. We're hoping that they go to those electeds, especially the state electeds, so that they can start to look at some sort of property tax reform in Springfield. Now, that's been going on since Truman left office. There have been thousands of reports about, you know, how to correct the property tax system. And it just seems that it doesn't happen.
So she's basically warning the residents of Chicago to prepare for the worst next year because the property taxes will skyrocket. I do agree with her that you should go to the elected officials and advocate for reform. I am glad she suggested that. And I believe that is a great thing to do. And I also hope, on the other hand, she can understand why people have been reaching out to her office, to that department, to ask why their taxes went up. I would do the exact same thing. The economy's horrible at this point, and you know, people are out of jobs and people aren't getting raises. And if they are, they're meager raises. And so a ridiculous tax increase is extremely disheartening for the majority of Americans who own homes. That's just a fact. So there definitely needs to be some reform, in my opinion. And so I do agree with her on that. Now, I thought it was kind of unbelievable how they determine who gets the property tax breaks and who doesn't. To be honest, I really can't believe they're playing with people's livelihoods like this. And in my opinion, it's just simply unfair. So why does it matter if commercial buildings are empty or not? I don't think that should matter at all. I don't think it should impact homeowners at all. In my opinion, this is pure greed from the county, and homeowners shouldn't have to pay more because businesses are failing that are in commercial real estate, right? So, or that are in commercial spaces, I should say. That's like saying because the house next door to you is vacant, maybe whoever owns it isn't paying their taxes, now you have to pay more. I don't agree with that line of thinking. I don't think what's happening on the commercial side should negatively impact somebody who simply owns a home and is living their life. I don't think that should be a thing, in my opinion. This doesn't make sense to me, and I'm sure if you're listening out there, it doesn't make sense to you either. Now, speaking of elected officials, there is a mayor in Cook County who actually cares, and he's trying to do something about the property tax increases. This was a relief, absolutely a relief, after what we've learned so far. So let's hear what he had to say.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe this.
Lily Rayburn's disbelief came recently from a surging county tax bill for her home in South Suburban Harvey, from just under $2,300 last year to over $4,000 this year, just shy of double.
If this continues, I will lose my home. I cannot maintain that.
We were introduced to her by the mayor of Harvey.
You're not going to raise taxes.
As he introduced a plan to help take the heat off those feeling that pinch.
We are stopping the bleeding from people who cannot afford to pay their tax bills.
He's promising 2025's taxes to City Hall will be identical to those this year, no jump, with two exceptions, police and fire pensions and paying bondholders. The rest, his city, which is facing a $149 million deficit, will stay the same.
Everything else you can elect to turn the valve off on?
If from my knowledge, yes, we can. Mathematically, it's sound.
And have you talked to your city council about this?
Yes, I have.
And it's all greenlit?
Well, I'd say this: the vast majority, yes.
So it's not a done deal, it's what you're proposing.
No, it's a done deal as far as we're concerned, because I've talked to enough of our alderpersons where we know we have the votes to pass it.
Yet again, we have seniors who may be forced to sell their homes because they can't afford their taxes. And we've discussed this so much. If you've been on my YouTube channel or if you checked out the podcast on this side, I've talked about it a lot and how seniors are being negatively impacted by things like insurance and by things like property taxes, two things that are out of their control. So I have a lot of respect for this mayor for actually doing what he can to help with property taxes. I do commend him for that. And in my opinion, I believe every mayor in the county and in the country should do more of this, in my opinion, if they're not already. I'm sure there's something that the elected officials can do, even if they can't lower everything. There's something they can do. I'm convinced there's at least something they can do. So now I want to share a few states with the lowest property taxes. So if you're looking for a place maybe to move down the road or even a place to invest out of state, maybe one of these cities is for you. So Alabama has an average annual property tax of $803.59. Louisiana has an average annual property tax of $1,095.89. Kentucky has an average annual property tax of $1,710.91. Nevada has an average annual property tax of $1,369.60. And Arkansas has an average annual property tax of $1,154.52. So maybe those are some states you might want to look into in terms of maybe relocation or in terms of investing out of state. And if you are interested in investing out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com. I have a free training that'll really break down the process and the things that you need to consider if that's something that you're interested in. So just to wrap up, y'all, if you know anybody in Cook County, Illinois, who is a homeowner and who is experiencing some property tax issues, definitely make sure you share this episode with them and have them escalate. Have them escalate and really push back and contest those ridiculous tax hikes. So I just want to make this episode for awareness, really, and to teach a couple of things. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Again, make sure you leave a rating and review. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.